From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Many veterans who've recently left the military now find themselves at the mercy of a weak civilian job market. To make matters worse, the unemployment rate for vets serving after the 9/11 terrorist attacks is 2 percentage points higher than the overall rate. But NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on one silver lining to all of this. Several industries are now actively recruiting veterans.
Many veterans like Scott Kane aren't just looking for a job. They're looking for a career, a calling, and, of course, financial stability. Kane, who spent 2 decades in the Navy, knows plenty of former colleagues who struggled to find that.
Some of them did not transition well.
But Kane, who is 41, was lucky. His quest for a job led him to Eastern Virginia Medical School, where he's in a 2-year program to become a physician's assistant.
I, every once in a while, peek at the job listings for physician assistants all around the country. And there are plentiful.
And that makes you happy?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a huge investment in time and money.
Daniel Thibodeau teaches at Eastern Virginia and says he's actively recruiting more vets into the program by offering scholarships with money he receives through the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and by recognizing relevant military experience.
We have an equivalent rating that we give them as far as some of the coursework that they've taken while in the military and some of the certifications that they've had. So it's less of a burden to where they have to do more prerequisite work that is needed to get into the physician assistant program.
Last year, Congress passed legislation that, among other things, gave employers tax credits for hiring vets. But investment firm Edward Jones seeks out veterans because they have a good track record. Matt Doran is a general partner whose job it is to recruit veterans to the firm.
We have a concerted effort to hire military veterans because we know the skill set very well. We already have 1,300 financial advisors at Edward Jones who have a military background. So we like the skill set, we know the competencies, and we think it translates very well to work as a financial advisor.
Skills like the ability to plan, organize, and put an emphasis on results and service. In addition to the standard classes and certification, Doran says his firm gives vets an additional 2 months of apprenticeship-style training modeled after the military's own job shadowing programs. So far this year, Edward Jones has hired 323 vets as financial advisors, more than in the 3 years prior.
With the reduction in forces, we see a large, talented candidate pool that's diverse and mobile, and all branches of the service are very attractive to us.
That attracted Rob Smith, a 20-year veteran of the Marines who joined Edward Jones this year after looking for other jobs.
I mean, I spent 6 months looking for jobs with my background, and it was just really tough to find something that wasn't going to move my family all over the place again, that I really thought I could turn into another career.
Smith, who is now a financial advisor, says he doesn't anticipate ever leaving his firm, but if he did, he now has the certification and skills he can use anywhere else. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.